Ladies and gentlemen, Chikarami, Chikara fans, well-wishers, proud members of this Chikara nation, welcome once again to another episode of My Breakfast with Chikara. I am your host, PJ Drummond, and I'm delighted at this time. It is a sweet breakfast that we're having today, because I'm joined by the one and, well, what can you say? The one and only Sugar Dunkerton is on the phone. Sugar, how are you?
I wouldn't wish that on anybody else if there was more than one. So it's a hard life being me. The hair, the constant pressure to come up with something funny to say, the tight clothes. It can be a bit much. It can be a bit much.
But yet you carry it with a grace.
I mean, I really try. I really try. But it's just like I feel like people don't know the inner me. It's like they just, it's just. They expect so much from hair, baby Bubba, and like the ladies just don't leave me alone. It's like, why are you using me for my rhythm? Why are you using me for my funk? That's what I feel like they just do. It's like they don't get to the heart of me, real me.
Well, I mean, maybe this is a good opportunity for them to get to the heart of the real you. I mean, you know, not everybody is what we see on the surface. Although certain teammates of yours currently might operate that way a little bit. Chuck Taylor never seemed like a very deep individual to me. But what is there below your surface that people need to know about?
Well, what people need to understand is, like, you know, oftentimes, you know, and part of this may be my own fault, oftentimes I'm a very braggadocious Chuck Taylor wearing, you know, just hard hitting, side splitting kind of guy. Mm-hmm. But like deep down, it took recently watching the recent broadcast of WWE Raw, where I sat down and I watched 3 hours of a show that, you know, I have no problem admitting probably should have been two. I kind of missed the days of the 2-hour Raw.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a segment where Kane and Daniel Bryan had to hug it out. And mm-hmm. and it was just nice to be able to see that kind of sensitivity come across on the program. And I hate to be so... so vulnerable.
It's okay.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to be getting sounded like this.
No, it's fine. It's fine. I mean, I think, you know, despite the what you do bring to the table, which is amazing in terms of your presence and your personality and everything like that. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems like at the center you are an artist. A physical artist, maybe.
Dunkerton is just a sensitive little boy who just trying to show his love to everybody, regardless of color, race, creed, or affiliation, or message board affiliation. I know sometimes it's important, because mm-hmm. you know, we got the one-on-one message board, and we got the Death Valley Driver message board. Sometimes they're a little different, but I just want to bring everybody together.
Mm-hmm.
It gets hard sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
It gets hard.
I mean, you know there are people around that can help. I mean, you don't have to take on the world by yourself.
No, I'm fine. My boy, sorry, I gotta hide. Hold on.
It's okay.
All right. So, I'm okay.
Okay.
I had to recheck my masculinity there. It's just, you know, it's just nice to be able to have these moments where I'm able to relate to my public. And mm-hmm. Maybe they'll find out a little bit something more about me, the man behind the afro.
Absolutely.
Excuse me, below.
I was going to say, under the afro?
Yeah, I got my trajectory all wrong on that.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
No worries.
Sorry.
It happens. Well, I mean, you've been through some trials and tribulations lately. I mean, Wink Vavasor has his concepts and intentions, but he can't really account for just the general nasty demeanor of some people.
He's been, I'm not going to lie, the Vavasor era has been kind of putting his foot to my butt. And like, I kind of can't say I'm feeling it, you know, because mm-hmm. I feel like I've lost a good friend, you know, like that was my road dog, you know, Dasher Hatfield.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently, you know, this version, I suppose, of the throwbacks is going okay. So I got to let him do his own thing. Meanwhile, I'm trying to, you know, I feel like Bobby Brown when he broke away from New Edition, you know, on our own, you know, every little step I take, you know, mm-hmm. I'm trying to get that done. You know, I just don't have the Gumby fade or the really, well, I've got the hot socks, but I don't have the Gumby fade or the obnoxious sweatsuits with the open chest.
Right.
You know, like I'm not an open chest kind of guy that can't do that. But, you know, like I feel like I'm trying to establish my own thing. And I felt like I was doing all right. You know, mm-hmm. I was some wins, some losses, some things going on.
Sure.
Then I got thrown in Fist, and I found out the F doesn't stand for friendly. And they seem to have this idea that I'm like a water boy. I'm trying to treat these dudes like equals.
Mm-hmm.
And they got me as like their water technician and whatnot. And I can't say it's the happiest of times. Can't say it's the happiest of times right now.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, I've seen you try to, you know, to give your all to show them that, you know, understandably, as a conceptual unit, they've been around since the beginning. But you know, you're just as viable as any of them, and they really just seem to not want to even accept that kind of idea.
And you know, it's like we got the chance to make something so special happen,
because
it's like, you know, when is the last time they've had a Fist member with hair like mine? When is the last time that they've had a Fist member as chocolatey as myself? This is a barrier-breaking thing for me to be in this group, and they're not recognizing it, man. Like, we could be taking this thing to a whole nother level. We could be changing the whole image of what Fist stands for, man. People don't have to necessarily boo no more. We could be light. We're light. Mm. You know, like, they don't have to be ashamed to like come out and expect a chorus of booze. That's all I'm getting at. But just
right.
You know, they doing their thing, and apparently they're not down for my input as like the 1/4 of Fist. But no worries. And I mean, I'm upset because they still haven't told me what it means. I've politely asked them on two different occasions, what does it stand for? You don't put dots in between letters if it don't stand for something. And they still playing me to the left of my eye. You know, they're
pushing you to the edge, I can see.
I'm going to write to the union about this, something like that. I can't be working under these kind of conditions, or else I'm going back in the free agent pool because I don't know about this.
I mean, you know, we hope that Wink has a plan and that there's some sort of end game to this plan. I hope it wasn't something as simple as we have a gentleman named Chuck Taylor and you happen to wear Chuck Taylor's, thinking that somehow that might bring you together. But all I can say is hang in there.
Well, if Chuck keep playing me to the left the way that he's been doing as of late, then I'm going to be beating him down until I'm wearing him on my feet, like the namesake of his name. So, I don't mean to sound this way. I don't think I'm being unreasonable. All I'm asking for is fair treatment, and they just start acting kind of weird. So. You know, I don't mean to be hostile on this program here with you today.
It's all right.
You know, what we talked, we were supposed to be having breakfast and having a wonderful time. I was told there was breakfast food items to be served, and much like the character Ron Swanson from Parks and Recreation, I'm a very big fan of breakfast foods at any time of day, so I expect that to be honored.
Oh, absolutely! No, no, no. It's
safe, correct?
Absolutely. It is being put together as we speak. We can, and a variety of things can be put together. I know you as a gentleman of the South, there are certain requirements when it comes to a breakfast.
You know, and I'm very happy actually that you point out my Southern heritage, because much like the Globetrotters, who I had the pleasure of playing, like I don't really get into my age very much. You know, like we know I'm old enough to not be in the young lions anymore. We know that, but you know. Some would say that Sugar Dunkerton has been around much longer than my youthful appearance would give off to. And I mean, I credit that to a steady diet of clear gummy bears and whole milk. If the clear ones have an age-defying type of thing to it, I got to make that known.
All right.
So, you know, I had the pleasure of playing the Harlem Globetrotters actually in about I believe the year was 1977.
Okay.
It was the Kansas City Chocolate Explosion, which people know was like my yeah, oh, it was a great team. It was a great team, it was wonderful. It's just there were certain issues with certain members of the team, things that ended up coming up around that time, you know, but we won't get into that. It's PG-13 program, you know, that's more Maury Povich type subject matter, and the kids don't need to hear that.
No, definitely not.
So, Kansas City Chocolate Explosion, and then it was the Globetrotters. And I say it was a very close game. You know, there was the buckets of confetti. They busted out all the hot spots, you know.
Absolutely.
And, you know, it was a close game for playing the Globetrotters at the time, you know, because it was like 100-15. But it was a very close game for the time because, you know, they was blowing people out, like, way harder than that, you know. It was right back levels of squash in what they were doing. But I digress. The Globetrotters, what people may or may not know, is even though they had the name of Harlem, they were actually based out of Georgia, which is also my home. And the thing about it is they took the name Harlem because they knew if they had the name Harlem in their name, people would know that this is a predominantly black team based off of the Harlem Renaissance. Exactly.
Okay.
So they couldn't just say the Georgia, they couldn't say the Southern Globetrotters or the Georgia Pecan Globetrotters. It wouldn't be the same thing.
Sure.
So, yeah. And that's part of why I've adopted that and adapted that and taken that myself.
Okay.
And have even made that go through because, you know, I'm proud of heritage. I'm proud of the history that comes along with it. But, yes, predominantly Southern guy. You know, I'm a Rhett Butler kind of guy.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, a quick question just along those same lines with the Harlem Globetrotters. Since you actually had the ability to play them, I do have to ask, was there any particular reason why when one of the many great players was just standing there spinning the ball on his finger, why someone just never whacked it off his finger?
I think that's a very good question.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I attempted to try and do that.
Okay.
Now, keep in mind, now, I'm not going to say that the games were fixed per se. I'm just saying there were certain things in the games that, I agree. I recognize, like, you know, hey, why you ain't just throw your hand out there and slap the ball, you know?
Sure.
So I attempted during this same game that I'm talking about that was going down in Idaho, Georgia, to try and snatch the ball. Now, as it just so happened, like, as I was going to get the reach in on the trajectory, one of the other Globetrotters, which was around the way, ended up posting himself up while I was trying to do that, and then I got called with the charge. So then I sat out the rest of the game. Now, to me, hello?
I'm here.
Yeah. Sorry, I thought we lost our connection.
No, it's all right.
You know,
all right.
I be sometimes. Now, to me, I don't think I should have been benched the rest of the game for one charge. You know, that was my only foul of the game. But I guess the question I had to ask was it me or was it a conspiracy, my friend? Because I think they noticed that I was noticing things about the game that didn't match up. Why would they have a pail of confetti just prepared at any given time that magically turns to water and we don't make no call on that? You know, I don't remember when getting somebody wet was perfectly acceptable in a basketball game. You know, we have hardwood floors, people slipping.
It's arguable, though, like, I mean, it's as a referee and having to deal with a lot of different individuals and, you know, trying to look and see at all sorts of different things. Basketball being such a physical game, gentlemen do sweat a lot. And sometimes it's hard to tell the difference between sweat and someone that just got hit with a bucket of water.
I'm just saying, if you clearly saw the bucket.
Well, that's
being
debatable.
Are you going to be one of those referees today? That's all I'm asking. Are you going to be one of those referees today?
Unfortunately, you know, obviously, I wasn't there at the game at the time. You know, but you got 10 guys running back and forth. You got, you know, someone spinning a ball on his finger. I mean, Meadowlark Lemon was a funny, funny man. You know, it's hard to actually not laugh at some of the antics that he's doing as he's just kind of running circles around people. You know, it's just, it might have just, it could be a bad call. I can't deny that. But, you know, things happen.
You know, I think we just have to agree to disagree on the subject.
That's right.
Because, I mean, like, you know, I'm about the purity of the game, and I feel like the purity of the game sacrificed on some instances. because they just allowing certain things to go down and happen. And, you know, I can't just be abiding by that,
sure,
like at any given time. You know, I mean, that's no offense to you.
Of course.
No offense to you at all, you know what I'm saying? But it's just, like, especially when we were so close to winning with, you know, 101 points to 15,
mm-hmm,
you know, I just, every point matters. That's what I'm getting at.
Okay, if I may then, in talking about purity, just for the sake of argument, purely,
I'm
just for the sake of argument, where does a jump off fit into pro wrestling then?
Now hold on.
I'm just asking.
Hold on. Are you questioning my tactics? Okay.
I'm not.
You're questioning my tactics.
I am not questioning your tactics in the slightest. Chikara is a unique place where many different things happening. I simply wanted to make sure that the audience would understand, if you could just clarify in terms of where your line of purity resides. Because some might argue, I think even a former partner of yours, Matt Classic, might argue that a jump off in a basketball don't necessarily
Don't talk to me about Matthew Classic, okay? I don't even want him brought up.
Okay.
Talk about if he's arguing this, or if he's talking about that, let me tell you something about Matthew Classic, okay? He's a fine in-ring competitor.
Mm-hmm.
I will give him all the credit in the world. The man is whacked out. His mind is gone. I don't know what's going on with him. I think personally he got something wrong. He on that stuff. He was drinking that fire water or something. I don't know what's going on with him. Every time I tag with him, but no. Let's go back. I tag with him.
Yeah.
And he called me the Schwartz thing or whatever.
Then
it took me a whole nother year to find out that he was being disrespectful. Then I had to break him out with a piece of my mind. And then he doing all this stuff. Then we had this 6-man tag in Chicago where he wanted to be the stunt master and he don't want to worry about what's going on with the match. I had MVP on speed dial, okay? He could have got playing all the way over from Japan. He could have had him on the team. Everything would have been good to go. We could have been balling and we could have been balling and falling all day.
Mm-hmm.
But no, that's just like we got to go with team loyalty. He giving the group rate discount. Let's go ahead and go with Matt Classic. So we bring Matt Classic back. Now, Matt Classic is apparently the throwback that we're going to use in King of Trios. We done forgot all about Sugar. We forgot all about Sugar.
Well, I mean, you're a member of a team, a different team, though, now. I mean, arguably, I mean, granted, I haven't yet seen your name pop up for King of Trios, but I mean, you're part of Fist, so you're a part of Trios, yes?
Look, I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
Okay.
I've been making phone calls to Fist. I've been making phone calls to Wink. I thought I was supposed to be on there. The match graphics ain't changed. I didn't get the retro 8-bit treatment.
Yeah.
On my photo and that like that. You know, I wanted one of the retro 8-bit treatments.
That would have been really nice.
WrestleFest. I like WrestleFest.
Yeah.
I wanted to get one of them, but you know, it's like, see,
okay,
this is the kind of stuff I'm talking about.
I understand.
My nerves are bad. I'm a sensitive human being.
You are. I know.
I'm just trying to be the best I can be. And these things keep happening to me. And then you're asking me what a tip off has to do with a wrestling match. I can answer that.
Okay. Okay. It's all right. I promise. I apologize. I don't mean any of this to sound accusatory or anything like that. It's simply just for the, you know, the conversation, because, you know, I want people to know who you are on deep down inside, and I think that would just.
That's horrible. People understand what I'm about. When I'm trying to do the tip off, it's just my way.
Okay.
The NBA is dead, okay?
The NBA,
I mean, it's cool and everything, but the NBA was my league, man.
Mm-hmm.
Long sideburns, everybody talking about they star sign, the tight shorts. Man, you know how awesome it used to be just to wear those tight shorts. They used to be tight.
Mm-hmm.
So you just be running around, man. You ain't to worry about nothing, man. It was the good days.
I believe it.
It's gone now.
Well,
and my only way to keep it surviving,
mm-hmm,
is to keep these little nods to the past in my matches, man. That's what it is.
Okay. That's perfectly fair. That's perfectly fair. Obviously, in your use of that as a tactic in Chikara, it doesn't break the rules in any way, shape, or form. It's not against the rules. You know, Bryce is a referee's referee. He knows that book backwards and forwards and in probably 12 different languages.
He has a very fine form on a planche, by the way. I had no idea that he just could perform a planche that gracefully. I think it was in Easton where he did that. And I must say, I had to give it about a 7.5 on the Hector Garza scale.
Sure.
Like it was very nice. I was shocked.
Bryce is he's a surprising individual, I would say.
He's full of them. Mm-hmm. Full of them. I think that's the best way to describe it.
Without a doubt, definitely. I was thinking of something and you know, hearing about, you know, just hearing the pain that obviously you're dealing with right now, you know, with the switching of the teams. And you know, you made an interesting analogy earlier, and I think we can sort of expand on that and maybe even discuss some of your other interests. You know, you compared yourself to Bobby Brown, you know, coming out of New Edition and everything like that. I think that sort of makes the throwbacks as they are now maybe a little bit like Belle Biv DeVoe. You know, they went off and did their own thing, and, you know, hopefully we won't have to worry about them getting into ABC and all of that stuff coming in.
Well,
there's nothing wrong with ABC. Aisha was a great song. I loved that song back in the day. I even went so deep as to have both albums by Michael Bivins' other little younger boy band, The Boys, which was pretty awesome.
Lord, okay. You know, I'm a little impressed.
Okay,
what you got going on and whatnot. You know, I dated a girl named Aisha. You know, like she was cool.
Really?
So that's another more appropriate situation. Me and the ladies.
Fair enough.
You saw the Daisy Hayes situation. That didn't exactly.
Yeah, that was a little.
Daisy, if you're out there, you know, I forgive you. You can call me, but yeah. Either way,
love in your heart there.
Yeah, I'm just. You know, you gotta forgive people sometimes. You know, people are different, but mm-hmm. You know, it's like, yeah, like I'm just feeling like I'm going through changes. You know, and I mentioned, you know, on my return promo when I came back to Chikara, you know, like I was gone from some crazy personal situations, and mm-hmm. you know, my arm ended up getting broke and all this other stuff like that. So it's like you coming back and you expecting, it's like coming back in your house after like a long while and your furniture is all moved around and somebody messing with your knives on the TV and your bed been all slept in and mm-hmm. somebody done ate all the ice cream. It's no good.
It's not.
Like, you know, think about that. When you get ready to come home and you had your mind set on that turkey sandwich in that refrigerator all day long mm-hmm. and then you get back and somebody done took a big honk out. They didn't even eat the sandwich. They just took like a big honk out of the sandwich. You don't even want the sandwich no more.
Mm-hmm.
Tyrone, if I see you, I'm punching you in the face because I wanted that sandwich, and you did it.
What kind of sandwich was it again?
It was a turkey sandwich. It was boar's head turkey.
Oh.
With Miracle Whip spread, and it had all my fixings. I had just a little bit of that strawberry vinaigrette dressing on there, and I was going to have that with a side of, and I know it may sound stereotypical, but I don't care. It tastes good. Great soda. I was going to have that, and he messed that up. So, Tyrone, when I see you, slap me in the face. And don't ask no questions why. Because why is settled in your stomach now. I wanted that.
Oof. Well, I mean, violence not necessarily the answer. Just, you know, I understand a good turkey sandwich, but...
It's not the answer. It's the punctuation. Thank you.
Fair enough. All right. But where I was sort of going with that whole kind of analogy is that, you know, one day, New Edition did get back together. And you got to kind of hold on to that hope.
They did get back together, didn't they?
They did. They did.
You're so smart.
Well, I have Wikipedia.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I hear when you got that, you don't need to be, like, smart. You just look stuff up.
Yeah.
In Wikipedia, like, just monsters. Like, you go on there to look at one article, then you see something else highlighted, you look at that, then you look at that. It's like 7 degrees of a blue link, man. It's awesome.
It's beautiful. But I don't know if you're like me. I get really irritated when something I do want to read about isn't written out the way I would like it to be. Not that I've ever attempted to write anything on there, but I get really irritated when all of the information I'm being given for free is not to my liking.
Oh, I see. Well,
yeah.
I mean, isn't the beauty of Wikipedia the fact that you can change that to your liking, if that's indeed the case, if you don't like it?
It's true. It's true. There are times where some funny jokes get played and incorrect information gets out there, or pictures being changed and things like that get involved. So, yeah, it can be a little amusing that way. So, but, hey, you know what? Like I said, it's free. I really shouldn't be complaining, but somehow I end up doing it.
No shame in the game.
No. How has it been for you? You know, as a man, as you mentioned, you played basketball with the Globetrotters in the 70s, and how things have changed from the 70s even till now. Have you obviously have embraced, and we'll get the plugs out later, but you've obviously embraced the social media networking. Has that been strange for you, has it been sort of a natural extension of your personality?
Well, I think social media has been kind of old Sugar D, you know what I'm saying? I talk that talk. People like digging it. I mean, they liking what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. You know, we're growing, getting a chance to get a little bit closer and add some more people to the dunk tank, you know, so... That's what I call my, everybody got their little fan bases. You know, I like to call it the dunk tank.
Mm.
I'm gonna get that over one day. That's gonna be pretty sweet.
Okay.
You know. It's one of those things where, I feel like it's been pretty kind to me. You know, I've been able to go ahead and, get some things going. Kinda hate that, Dasher Hatfield finally decided to come along to, the old Twitter machine, as, mm-hmm. Bully Ray would call it. Around the time that, you know, me and him are kind of doing our separate things.
Right.
But,
right.
Yeah, you know, it is what it is. You know, I gotta respect that.
Mm-hmm.
Correct me if I'm wrong. This touchdown, I was busy conditioning my hair around the time that match happened. I mean, it's very important. So he done went and he done took that Young Lions Cup, yeah?
He did. He went for it, and in a tremendous, honestly, tremendous encounter against the young Mr. ACH, and he eked out the win at the end.
Mm.
Hard fought, without a doubt. The ACH is no slouch.
That's nice. That's really good.
Well, I mean... You know, he's a young guy.
He's been really successful. I mean, I gotta give him his props. Yeah.
I mean, you know, maybe that's really where. I mean, obviously, there's this literal separation that happened with with your team. But is that really at the heart of it? That did you feel replaced by Mr. Touchdown?
I don't think it's about really what I think at this point. You know, I hate to say it like that, but I mean, like,
I mean, it's
I don't know. It's just I wanted the same kind of successes that I think they're seeing now, and sometimes it takes some reconfiguring to get to those. So I mean, I'm happy for them. I just wish I could be around to share them, I guess. That would be the case. But, you know, congrats to Touchdown. You know, let's not get all somber. Let's not do that. That's not what we're here to do today.
Okay.
Congrats to him, and I wish him the best possible ring. Yeah.
I mean, and that's big of you. Considering everything that's been happening, I mean, other individuals might just kind of lash out, but you know, you're taking it in stride, and you know, as a hard worker in that ring, you know what it takes to be successful. And
does Sugar Dunkerton look like the lashing out type?
Not at all. I mean,
Because when you think professional, mm-hmm. when you think non lashing out. When you think conservative, you got to think about the chocolate ice cream dream.
Wow. I mean, what more can be said at that point? You have a lot of nicknames.
Yep. I do.
They're all
yours?
You came up with all of them.
I, some of them were bestowed, others were, you know, others were come up with. I mean, right now I say I'm about like 71 nicknames at the moment. I'm wow. trying to get, you know, I love them. I mean, but they're so good, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, some of my personal favorites, you know, the Backcourt Bandit, Converse's favorite customer, Slammy Nasty, mm-hmm. Chocolate Ice Cream Dream,
that is a good one.
Jones. Yeah, yeah, I really dig that one, man.
Yeah.
Fort White Jones, ever since the arm thing that ended up happening. Mm. But what are some other good ones that I enjoy? Dark Kent. You know, you know, I really like that one.
Very nice.
It was a play on a Southern indie wrestler known as Dark Gable. And okay. They called me like the Dark Candidate thing, you know, so I had to go ahead and run with that. Uh-huh. The all African American Black Swagger. Yeah, that's a big favorite of mine. That one was bestowed upon me. I mm-hmm. picked that one.
How do you think it measures up? Just to throw it out there, because I know you've met the man, you've experienced the man, but do you wish on some level someone had bestowed upon you the nickname of the Urban American Dream?
Now, that's a very awesome nickname, mm-hmm. but I think the guy that's got it, which would be Willie the Bomber, says he more than deserves it.
Fair enough.
I mean, he is Chocolate Dusty. That's Chocolate Dusty right there. And, you know, yeah, like, there's no messing with that. Like, me and the Soul Touch, as you know, we did the SNS Express thing. Mm-hmm. You know, we go back, you know, like I still check up, see what's going on. Whenever I'm in Chicago, I show them love, mm-hmm. you know, and they show me appropriate love, mm-hmm. you know, and if they ever come through, you know, my part, they will get the love just right back. You know, I miss them. I miss them. Fun times every time they showed up.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. It was amazing. A trio, I'd never seen a trio kind of make as big of an explosion as they did when they first came to Chikara.
And the thing is, that's them. Like, mm-hmm. you know how they say some people just act a certain way when the camera's on? Well, not the Soul Touches. I mean, that's them 2,000%.
Absolutely.
Like, when they act that way, you know, it's crazy. You gotta love it, though.
I do wonder how Willie puts up with Jazz to a certain extent, but Marche in particular. He's a young man who's got a lot to say, and Willie keeps quiet, but oof. I could imagine him just getting a little irritated every once in a while.
Well, I mean, Marche is a character and a half. That's
sure.
just the best way to put it. Whatever. He's good people. He's good people.
He is. Yeah. No. Not taking anything away from Marche. All right. Well, I mean, you know, as a getting back to your Southern roots and your Southern heritage and things like that. Obviously, you've been wrestling down there for a long time, or not? Because again, I don't know exactly your age.
Oh no, you're right.
Okay.
I've been wrestling there a while. Wrestling there a while. That's where I got my roots.
How did you feel about the change in style and coming from the South and then working in especially an environment like Chikara with its you know its heavily Lucha Libre influences. You know, Memphis never really knew much about that.
You know, I'm not an arm-draggy kind of guy. Like, I can highly respect Lucha Libre, mm-hmm. but you're just not going to see me do 5 million variations of the arm drag. I know two. That's Ricky Steamboat and Tommy Rich.
Mm.
So you'll get one of the two, and that's the best that I can give you. I let them know. I have learned, you know, a little bit extra since being here. I like recently the Alita. Yeah, Lita actually was the one that I learned recently.
Okay.
I've had the pleasure of doing it twice in my career, and I'm sure by the end of the year, I will have done it four times in total.
All right,
and it's a pretty little arm drag, but it's a start. It's a
Absolutely.
Start. You know, I gotta do what I can do with that.
Sure,
but I've told people before who have made that whole thing about the style thing, like style.
Mm-hmm.
Like I think like. I don't really believe in styles. I just believe in stuff that works and stuff that doesn't work.
Okay.
And I'd like to think no matter where I was at, it's going to work. It's going to work itself out. Like, that's how I feel about that sort of thing. So, and
Absolutely.
It's not even being a cocky thing. It's just if you've got a good style and it's a worthwhile style, it's just going to work. That's
mm-hmm.
just all there is to it. Like, it doesn't matter what audience. It doesn't matter what the climate, weather, time, it'll just transcend and it'll work. That's just all there is to it.
Absolutely.
So, I will say, though, that a lot of my in-ring growth came due to a large part to Chikara, because, okay. I mean, I had an opportunity to experience some new different kinds of styles and stuff that I thought, oh, wow, that would be great if I expanded my repertoire to that. And, you know, I have. It's been looking good so far. You know, I'm doing a few more suplexes than I used to do.
Mm-hmm.
Got some different, you know, I used to just slap people in the face. Now I burning slap people in the face. You know, that, you know, like nothing fancy, but at the same time, very effective, you know. And mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to seeing how I can step my game up a little bit more. Wink or no wink, fist or no fist, however it is, I'm looking to step my game up, mm-hmm. get to that point where either I find like that right partner so we can get those CDPs
mm-hmm.
or, you know, get those right wins and quality wins racked up so that I can become the tastiest grand champion there has ever been.
I mean, yeah. How? So what is the ultimate goal for Sugar Dunkerton in the coming year?
To submit myself. Like, I just want to be that guy that when they start naming off, you know, what makes Chikara great. Like, you remember when Flair used to cut that same promo all the time when he was talking about, when we talk about NWA champs, with the Briscoes, Terry Funk, something, you know, he would just mm-hmm. name, like, a bunch of NWA champs. But there were always guys that you knew he was going to name in that promo, no mm-hmm. matter what. And I want to be one of those guys when they talk about Chikara, they're going to have to name. They talk about the Darkness Crabtrees, the Colonies, the Sugar Dunkertons. I want to mm-hmm. be that guy. I don't know who would be Flair in that situation when they were cutting that promo, but, you know, Mitch Ryder ain't around no more, so I thought he would have been that guy. And God bless Larry Sweeney's soul. Like, I know he would have been that guy if it came time to cut that promo. But unfortunately, things happen. Personnel changes. Life happens. Mm-hmm. God bless Larry Sweeney's soul.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll eventually look to somebody else to do that promo, and I hope Sugar Dunkerton's name will be in it.
Well, all right. On that note, let's get to the plugging of social media and various other things of that nature.
Oh, you're gonna find me mad professional at this. Just watch. Wait till you set me loose.
I believe it. I'll time it. I'll time it as you do it. All right. Here we go. Sugar Dunkerton, how can people get in touch with you?
Bam. First, that was a very good question that you just asked me. Mm-hmm. First, you can find me on Facebook at Sugar Dunkerton. And you can feel free to like, add, comment, everything to that effect. Really dig that.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can work your way on over to Twitter, which is one of my favorite social medias of choice. And you can find me at the same name, Sugar Dunkerton. Feel free to get at me. I love it. Twitter's off the chain. Then you work your way on over to my new home at Tumblr that I've just recently started getting active again at.
Mm-hmm.
It is itssugardunkerton.tumblr.com. Sugar Dunkerton was unfortunately taken, so I had to make everybody aware on internet land that Sugar Dunkerton ain't this Sugar Dunkerton, it's Sugar Dunkerton. So we're going to put that it in front of it, and then you get at me.
That's well done. I'll say this, record time, getting all that out, and first Tumblr to be advertised on the podcast.
Oh, it really is. It really is as great as people discuss. Like, I ain't getting mad either. For you to be able to share a lot of stuff and whatnot. I mean, just now getting into the feel of it, mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you, once you start tumbling, it's a good little thing, man. You're going to enjoy, you're definitely going to enjoy that, you know. Also, on a side note,
mm-hmm.
this has nothing to do with Sugar Dunkerton. However, I think it should have something to do with you as a wrestling fan.
Okay.
You need to work your way on over to YouTube for that wrestling is. I'm going to tell you, man, no matter what you got going on or whatnot, what kind of wrestling you like, Wrestling Is got some stuff for you. It's got some funny stuff. It's got some informative stuff. It's got some just straight off-the-wall stuff. I just bought my tickets to Gentlemania, you know, after watching WrestleMania. Because
mm-hmm.
that's not WrestleMania, excuse me, after watching Wrestling Is. And let me tell you, you know, I would have never known about that had it not been for Wrestling Is, which is highly entertaining for any kind of wrestling fan out there. So you go on and you check that out and you tell Sugar sent you. And it's not going to get you a discount or in free or an exclusive video or anything,
mm-hmm.
but it'll just make you sound cooler, I like to think, just saying I sent you.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you very much for throwing that out there. And, of course, everyone, thanks very much for joining us. I am also on Twitter, and because I never tweet myself, I have no idea what my what my Twitter handle is half the time, so I always have to look it up. It is at Bermuda Ref, so please feel free to tweet away at me and let me know how much you may like or dislike what I'm doing on this podcast and how I can be made improved. Leaving it is not necessarily an option, but who knows? Wink has different ideas at times. So, as we wrap it up here, Sugar, thank you so much for being with us.
It was my pleasure. I'm sorry for getting a little sensitive early in the podcast, but I care about my craft. I care about my craft very much.
And I know people feel that, and they'll see that as it comes through. So I think you've, if nothing else, you've achieved the goal on this podcast that people know more about you and that there's more to you than just, you know, some beautiful hair and some beautiful clothes and a winning smile and personality.
And I mean that, ladies. I mean that. You can't just use me for what you see on the outside. I've got a lot to offer on the inside, too. And I need you to know that.
And now they do. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us. Have a good one.